Hello, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Sovereign here, and I know it's been a long time, but we have a episode we will be uploading now, so y'all are going to get some new content for Spotify, iTunes, and all the other places that you get your podcast sources and shows. We are still going to stay on YouTube, but we're going to give you some of that good stuff, too. This is the show about Lizzo, and she's being sued. Me and Wavy had a discussion. If you hear outside noises, that's because we were recording outside, so I apologize for that. But it was a pretty good conversation show. Y'all sit back, relax, get your snacky snacks, and continue to support us, WCLD Studios, and enjoy. Yes, sir. What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
What up? What's going on? What's on the floor?
Shit. What's the deal? We're gonna do an audio version because I can't be recording. Well, we smoke Indian cigarettes. God damn it.
How everybody doing tonight? There's a lot that's been going on in the world, and as me and Sovereign back here chilling, it came to a few of them came to our attention. We're gonna go ahead and start with the freshest one, Lizzo.
Fat ass.
You know what's crazy? People think. The people that actually think that Lizzo is innocent.
Big jelly ass.
I'ma put it into perspective for you. And this is coming from another big body built person. It's either two things. They're either mating or something's attacking them. That's how they sound when they mate. Cause cats got barbs on their penis. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but this is coming from another big body person. And if you really think about it, I don't see how this isn't true. Because when it comes to the celebrities that we deal with, not even in this day and age in a whole, if you pay attention to how Lizzo's career been, you'll see that she used her weight to become relevant. Because honestly and truly, as an artist, she's not like talent. Well, I mean, I don't want to say she's not talented.
She mediocre. She ain't.
Yeah, she's not. She's not. She's not the next big thing. You know what I'm saying? Lizzo is going to be on the same pedestal that she's in right now, and she's going to stay there for like the next 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Selling her soul or not, like that. That's why it's like I wish. I mean, I can't. You know, reach out to them personally, yada yada yada, but that selling their soul thing, they think they're gonna get the world, but you only gonna get the world to a certain extent. But that's another conversation that we'll have another day.
Before you get out, Lizzo, I wanna ask this crazy question.
No, we still on Lizzo.
Oh, okay. Let me say this. How come, see, I had put a few pounds on, and I've been back in the gym, but how come when I get big, I've been bigger. That look good on me. I'm losing it again. But how come when a man big or getting big, how come motherfuckers say you getting big and you fat? And you know what we say?
You know
what it is.
Men supposed to take that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was to walk around with my shirt off, I'd get fat shamed. I'll get told to put my shirt. I go to water parks and stuff, right? Now, this is the type of dude I've always been. I've always been comfortable in my own skin. I've never felt like I had to hide what is here. Like, regardless if I wear a t-shirt in the pool or not, you're still going to see the shape of my body. You know what I'm saying? As soon as the shirt get wet, it's going to stick to me. It's over with. You see that I'm big. There's no point in hiding it. So, but I say that to say this, I would still get told to cover up and put a shirt on. But Lizzo is walking around and lace everything.
And big ass.
She's praised for it.
Crazy bitch.
Like,
damn, my burn motherfucking finger. God damn. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to subscribe to official WCOD Studios and also WCOD Studios. The YouTube channels are out there popping. We be streaming, we be talking, we be vlogging, and you need to go check it out. Don't forget about the Instagrams and, of course, the podcast. So go show some love, WCOD Studios. Yes, sir!
Could be real rude on this bitch. Let me tell you something. Oh, by the way, there's a commercial here. I am working on a new YouTube channel. Probably gonna be up next couple days while I'm on vacation. We will be talking about anime battles. I already have three of the videos I'm gonna be doing. Anime, manga, comic books, and shit like that. And we're gonna talk. I think it's gonna be called WCOD Discussions. Whichever name we do it, but that's one y'all gonna subscribe to, so I'll let y'all know. But to get back on this Lizzo shit, first of all, if I wanna call this bitch big fat ass, I should be able to, cause she can call me anything. I'm not the tallest dude in the world. She can be like, oh, you short. I have to eat that.
You know, folks will sit there and be like, being called short and being called fat isn't the same thing. How do you feel?
It is the fucking thing. The only difference is short dude can't do nothing about it unless he go get surgery, and that's the stupid shit in the world. I feel like though, once you, if you shorter than like 5'8", 5'7", then I feel you pain. I ain't 5'7", but I feel you pain though.
I'm 6'4", so
I'm 5'8". I can't add the other inches, but.
Let me put Lizzo's situation into perspective again. She used her weight to become recognized, right? Then, okay, she feeds off of being picked on. Like she hasn't been picked on about it before. Like we're gonna. We sit here and use anything and everything to be like, oh my goodness, I'm depressed, yada yada yada.
Oh, that shit got my nerves.
But it's like certain things I feel like shouldn't be tied to depression and anxiety, and weight is one of them. And this is coming again. This is coming from somebody that's big. That's big themselves. If you're big, the reason why you're big is your own fault.
What's gonna happen next.
You know how you eat. You know
got what hormone you eat. Problems. First of all, I'm gonna let him finish. I have to say this: the percentage is not as high as people act like it is. Y'all just want to. I hate when it's like anomalies, because then people try to. Oh, I'm that too.
Nah, yeah.
Shut up. Your fat ass just don't want to do it.
But. One of the excuses that folks one of the main things that folks like had an excuse for was being big. I done heard it all. I done heard, first and foremost, let's start with the OG saying, I'm not fat, I'm big boned.
Motherfucker, ain't no such thing as big bones.
Y'all remember that? And for the life of me, I never understood what
ain't
that
never
meant.
Seen no big bone.
Until somebody had explained it to me. somebody had explained it to me, and folks was literally saying that their bones are big, and their bones are big to the point where it makes their, it gives them a big outer appearance. Meaning they're fat. Meaning they're fat because their bones is 2 inches thicker than a regular person. First and foremost, bones have nothing to do with fat. You can take the skeleton. Let's use me for an example. You could take the skeleton out of my body right now, and that skeleton is going to look like anybody else's skeleton. My skeleton isn't going to come out with thicker bones because I'm big. And folks was really running with that. He's not fat, he's big bone. She's not fat, she's big bone. We came up with all these excuses and all these different nicknames, different scenarios, different reasons. It is what it is. At the end of the day, if you big, you know how you ate. And this like this is coming from someone who was battling.
I got big one time. Eating too many honey buns. like two, you know, the big old packs.
Yeah.
The big box, I ate two of them motherfuckers. You know how many calories it is?
I used to be able to indulge three Mac doubles. Shit. And three McChickens.
Shit. Indian cigarettes.
In one sitting. Do you know how much food that is in one sitting? Not to mention it's gonna be double because I'm eating double cheeseburgers.
The rest of that. Damn.
Like, it's time to stop. It's been time. Like, we should have been doing this. Like, stop making excuses. Like, at the end of the day, you know why you're big. It's not our fault. If folks don't like it, then they don't like it.
I was just putting them in there.
If folks don't like it, then they don't like it. But at the end of the day, that shouldn't like it's too much. It's too much other, like, more in depth, more serious situations going on than weight and body weight.
Why a man can't, if he don't want a big bitch, y'all can pick, like, any dude y'all want. Y'all don't want to do it if he's short, dick small, he ain't got no money, or whatever, he lame.
Well, you throw a gremlin and you throw a gremlin in y'all face and y'all would turn it away. But let a man say, hey, you're not attractive to me because I don't like this. I don't like your size. I don't like your body size. Then,
oh my god!
Y'all throw the book at him. Y'all stone him to death.
Men can't have opinions. I don't think. I feel like men just can't have it. We just, you know, we have opinions. The problem, we're sexist or whatever.
Yeah, we're animals. We're egotistical.
Y'all don't do no wrong. Y'all just innocent.
We're contradictors. We're
narcissists.
Yeah.
Oh, he manipulated me.
A manipulator.
Let me add this. Don't they say, I'm gonna, you know what, fuck this shit. Ain't our women supposed to be the most educated, right?
Remember, girls go to Jupiter. Boys go to Jupiter to get more stupid.
Yeah, boys go to Jupiter, get more stupid. Girls go to college to get more knowledge. If y'all so fucking smart, then how y'all get manipulated?
Y'all so fucking smart, but y'all still in
Shit, y'all just that's crazy. Y'all do some crazy shit, but then y'all so fucking smart.
That's crazy.
A nigga can lie. It be bum ass niggas too. It don't even be no clever liar. First of all, let me remember some real shit. A motherfucking it's easy after a few. My bad. After a few people have lied to you, it's really easy to tell. I can tell when a bitch playing game. You can't tell me a nigga. You can't tell me y'all can't tell when a nigga acting stupid.
Because it's not hard. Like if you think about it, everybody that run game like that runs game the same way.
Exactly, it's the same fucking game.
Think about whether it's male or female, bro. Think about it. When it comes to them trying to lie and put this facade on and become this character or this image that they really not. Just think about how they talk. Think about how they act. Think about what they say. They all say the same shit. They all talk about the same shit. They all lie about the same shit.
You got the key.
To what?
To the house. The actual keys.
No.
Oh, dude. I thought you got one. You don't do that. You keep talking.
Oh, okay.
You don't do that.
Oh, yeah. But if you think about it, they all run the same game and same scheme. And this is coming from somebody who was bad with lying too. It's nothing about it is good. Now, you're free to view this however you want to view it, but my honest opinion is nobody really can handle the truth. Folks that say, just be straight up with me, you know, in certain situations, yeah, because I've been on the other end of just be straight up with me. So I wholeheartedly understand that. But more mediocre situations, it's like, I don't know, sometimes a little white lie is needed. Because
y'all can't handle it.
That's exactly what I just said. Like, you, you put this, like y'all put this, this front on, like, you know, just be straight up with me. Like I said, I was on the other end of asking somebody to just be straight up with me. So I get that, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes the way I look at it is a lie can really come in clutch for a person. Not even to get them out of trouble. I'm not even talking about that. Like, if they doing wrong and they're lying to, you know, cover up the wrong, then of course they need to, you know, everything needs to come to light with them. I'm not talking about stuff like that, because now you're hiding something, you know, important and that type of stuff. But like, okay, I'll give you an example. I was brought a situation to where if I told the truth, I knew that the person that wanted the truth, it was going to diminish them as a person. Now, and then it wasn't even a situation to where I did something. It's like some info I found out, hearing it through the grapevine. And I'm in front of the person that they was gossiping about. And the person asked me, you know, what's been going on? And I told him I heard the hearsay, he say, she say, whatever. But I didn't go in full depth because I didn't want to destroy that person. You know, certain stuff like that, I feel like, I don't know, it's wrong, but... It's wrong, but it's right at the same time to me. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong. Maybe I need to maybe I need somebody else's advice or opinion on it to look at it in a different angle, but I couldn't tell that person what was being, like, what I knew. Because it's like, why would I want to hurt that person? Why would I want to see that person hurt? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. But I've never like just put this whole facade on, like, who I am or whatever. Like, I never really lied about me. Now, when I was younger, okay, to be the coolest thing, you know, to be cool to somebody and to appeal to somebody, I have told that I was related to a basketball player and stuff like that. But as far as, like, me, like, I've never had to lie about my character. My character shows for itself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I battle all types of mental problems and demons on that situation. But at the end of the day, you see, like what you see is what you get. And folks, like, it's not hard to read me. Type thing, you know what I'm saying? But
step into the bad
side. I don't know, dude. Like, what you think about it, Sovereign? Like, it's okay to tell little white lies, depending on
I'm gonna say this. It's necessary. Sometimes the motherfuckers always talking about someone they can handle the truth. No, y'all can't. Most people can't, especially women. Y'all can't handle the truth. The truth will set you free. No, the truth will hurt your feelings. Truth always hurts your feelings. I want a girl lying, talking about something you can tell me. No, I can't. You ever try to open up to a woman? Let me tell you, I hate that. It's kind of part of this, but it's also sidetracking a little bit. Let me tell you this. A lot of these women will lay the motherfucker who ripping. And it ain't even just men. It be there. What happened?
No, keep on. I'm trying to think of
It be they homegirls. It be the men they talking to. Ain't worth a fuck. And they will give they everything to this motherfucker. Will big up this motherfucker. Don't matter what they do. They will find a little. It could be 90% of demon. And they will find a little bit of good to tell you how great this motherfucker is. But they'll have motherfuckers, men in their life, women in their life, that's worth a fuck. And the one thing I will say about men. Now, do some men treat people like shit? Yes. But one thing I will say, a man will understand that person worth a fuck. I don't think most women do. And y'all lie to yourself. I don't know. Are y'all lying to yourselves or y'all just don't give a fuck? What is it? What you think? I don't know.
I know it's a little sidetrack, but it's part of
it. I don't know if y'all just... And I feel like, you know, y'all lie, and to add on with, like, it's like y'all need to lie to yourself to make yourself happy. I don't know. To this day, I can't figure it out. There's people I care about in stupid situations right now. Makes no sense. Logically. Like, if you logically try to think about it, you arch your head. You get frustrated.
There you go. Drake said, I always want the truth, but it's dangerous. Like,
okay.
And no matter what aspect you're looking at, bro, like,
I mean, it's gonna be dangerous.
The truth is dangerous.
But people have to accept the truth. That's why it's hard for a lot of people to change or be a better person, because they don't want to see the truth in them.
Yeah.
You gotta look in the mirror. Most people don't wanna do that. It's too much work. Then you gotta look at yourself for who you are. And most of y'all wanna live that life. Y'all wanna look at your lie, your lie, your fake persona. Y'all don't wanna live in the truth. Y'all don't wanna see your true self. Cause you might not like that motherfucker. Cause some of the other people don't. But you made a lie in your mind to say who you who the fake you is worth a fuck.
Yeah.
Terrible. You know, you, dang, I was gonna say something, I forgot. It wasn't gonna be good for y'all. Yeah. You want? Oh, I got one. Ladies, I'm sorry, ladies, but it's y'all night. Why some ladies don't, like, really care? Like, why they put themselves for those? Like,
do y'all know that me and Sovereign literally witnessed a woman leave a good dude to settle for shambles, and would make, and instead of, she got every reason in the book not to be with the good dude. Overall, it's because, and okay, when I say good dude, I mean upscale, like not the typical nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Or fuck,
the typical, man. The typical nigga is always the man that's not the typical nigga.
He'll
is,
make time for you. He'll be there. He can help financially, stuff like that.
Those guys are usually called boring, and the guys with more hood in them, because it's like, that's all. That's all it is. Nigga. Like, I've seen it. Like, literally, I'm literally hearing it. Like, explain it.
A dirty nigga. Y'all love y'all some dirty Sanchez.
And I know the difference because I'm from the, like, I know exactly who they're, like, the type of dude they're describing. And yeah, that dude is the fun guy. But what's funny is the guy that's the fun guy is the one that y'all don't have fun with at all. At all. That's the one who, instead of memories, y'all having flashbacks.
It would be toxic.
It's a difference between a memory and a flashback.
How you?
I feel like a memory is something that, like, you genuinely won't forget.
Let me ask you this. That's some real shit. I'm not naming names. I'm gonna tell you what it is. An ex woman I used to date. Tell me how one of her ex boyfriends literally, it was some shooting going on. Literally ran and left her. These the type of men.
Those the type of men
that y'all like.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, y'all, don't get me wrong. Y'all be with a worth a damn dude after most of y'all used up. I know it's heartless as it sounds, but it's for facts. Once y'all used up by them, ain't shit, niggas.
Now y'all need that boring dude to fix y'all.
Yeah. You're born to fix you, take care of you. You had all these kids, you gained all this weight. You gave Tyrone your body when you was banging, when you was a fucking 9. Now you over here trying to give Bob, got his shit going, and Bob is a 10, and you bring your 5 ass over here. I know y'all ain't gonna like that. I'm just saying.
It's crazy. I've seen it happen with men too. Men would do the same thing. Oh, this is a boring woman. I need a woman that's more fun and
I think there's a difference though.
The same thing happens though. Like that's why I said it ain't no different. Cause okay.
I feel like it's because they, when they come, that's usually the same type of dude, but I feel like they are searching, I think the two of them are searching for two different things. I feel like the man is searching for, like, just literally some cat. And that whatever that cat he's trying to get that cat. I feel like with the woman, it's not necessarily more material sometimes, but I feel like that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, both of them stupid, but I just feel like it's different with them. But man, I mean, I already told you, man, y'all over there chasing fucking pussy. Yeah, that's gonna ruin your fucking life. I'm there right now.
Yeah, cause you gotta think about the dudes who have
this. Oh shit! They did extend the recording time. You good?
You gotta think about the dudes that's paying women to act like NPC characters.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm gonna let him finish. Cause I got a rant for y'all, motherfuckers.
Like that. That has to be one of the weirdest shit I've ever seen. Like, and there's no, it ain't no coincidence that this NPC shit is popping after AI is the big discussion right now. And
Lizzie.
Even though I'm not disregarding the government or the quote unquote higher ups, whatever you want to call them, I feel like they have a part in this too. But at the same time, it's just as enough actual human beings really spending their money. Like, do y'all know y'all are making these y'all are making these weirdos millionaires? And y'all working a regular 9-to-5 like I am. And this isn't anything that I, like, I'm not speaking on anything that I personally haven't had a battle with. Now, as far as, like, NPC and stuff like that, I haven't spent my money on anything like that. But I have, like, in the past bought an OnlyFans or two. And when I saw the worthlessness in it, and when I saw the waste of money in it, that's when I changed my ways and dismissed that. I mean, I wasn't.
You just did for that 1 month.
I don't want to make it seem like I just have, like, subscriptions.
Or this is, like, for an example. You ain't the only one. I know.
Yeah,
good friend did it.
I'm not paying, like, $100. Shit for videos.
Yes,
like,
he did.
Yeah, see that? Like, I was buying cheap shit. Like, the most I've spent on the OnlyFans is $20, and got to see everything I needed. I didn't even like when I bought it, I didn't even need to pay extra to get, like, personal content and yada yada yada, because everything I wanted was right there.
Y'all know what kept me from, okay, let me tell you this. The reason I feel like it's stupid to spend on OnlyFans, one, porn is free. It's too much free porn.
Yeah.
So look at a basic bitch. Two, you can't touch this bitch, so I'm giving you money. It's worse than a strip club. At least with a strip club, you run your ass on me. I can't touch you. Sometimes they can talk to you, but that's it. I don't want to talk. I'm not paying $2,800. Oh, y'all, this 20. No, y'all be paying, like, y'all.
Y'all throw money at them.
Y'all will throw your rent money and then think about it later. Eat ramen noodles on the corner, wondering why you ain't got no money, but this girl here just, oh, it just made me. Just made you come. So you're literally paying all this money just to jack the fuck off.
That is crazy to me. That's crazy to me. And, like, y'all know it's a fake relationship. Y'all know that.
Most of these bitches got men anyway. They just trying to hide them so they don't look like that.
Yeah. Like, the fact that people are becoming millionaires off of stuff like this, it's wild to me.
And what's even worse is the motherfuckers who get on NPC shit. That shit even worse. Giving all this fucking money to these retards.
That's worse. They're not even.
I found out Timberland. I like you, Timberland, but you really simp for that. This man went on the NPC, donate money. You a dumb nigga.
Oh, just don't, you know, cause problems. But if you ever listen to this, you a dumb nigga. I love you, but you a dumb nigga. Any nigga who spend money on these bitches is dumb. I can't even blame the bitches.
I can't blame them either. Even the guys that are doing it, like, there's dudes that are dressing up as, like, heroes.
Nigga think he Miles Morales. Shit, your stupid ass down somewhere. Thanks for the getting good. Dumbass niggas. Y'all be doing some stupid shit. Like, humans be... let me tell you right here. See, this is why I do certain... I do go off the rails on the podcast, but not like on like how we used to do. That's why I don't give a fuck on this. Look, y'all be doing stupid shit, paying for NPC shit, doing stupid shit. This ain't about men or women. This is just humans in general. Y'all dumb. Most of y'all are dumb, stupid, and dumb.
The stuff y'all invest y'all money in, bro, like that.
It's stupid. It made my head hurt. You ever just look at some dumb shit and it just piss you off?
I've never seen so much common sense be just excluded.
Just dumb.
Like, that's what happened when I needed to come to terms with it. Like, common sense came into play. Like, bro.
Wait a minute. That's just like you ever liked a girl, you was buying her shit. And I've done that shit.
Yes.
That shit's stupid too.
That's exactly just, what it is. Like
that's she's gonna like me if I ain't no. You gonna touch this dick, bitch?
That was situations that got me in trouble when I was younger. I'm doing crazy like I know this shit crazy, but I'm trying to get this girl to like me, so I'm gonna do it. While I get dropped off at school, I walk into the store to buy snacks, yada yada yada, knowing that I can't do stuff like that. Like, I'm stealing stuff for her. Like, it's crazy. I thought like we're past that. Like, they're like,
I want every man to unsubscribe to all the OnlyFans and NPC. I don't want y'all, cause at most you niggas got these bitches on here hot. Y'all, I want y'all just to not subscribe to these bitches. Like, y'all give these bitches power because they think they the shit. And you fuck these bitches. If it wasn't for y'all, these bitches wouldn't be powerful like that. Y'all can't. Like, I get it. Pussy great. It's delicious. Nutrition. But you have to have self-control.
That's the big part of it. Like, y'all don't even realize the image y'all are putting out there. Dude, y'all, everybody knows the Cash Me Outside girl, Bad Baby.
That bitch pissed me off.
Everybody, like, and what's crazy is...
How she even get famous?
She got famous from that episode on Dr. Phil. Her mother took her on Dr. Phil to get...
So Dr. Phil made you famous, bitch. Pretty much.
Yeah. She's, you know, her mother did the whole thing, you know. I don't know how to raise my child, so I'm bringing her or him on TV to put it out in the world so I can get help to become a better parent. But she said one little catchphrase, cash me outside, how about that? And it went viral. And then, after that, she used that fame and
become a rapper and shit.
And became, she tried to be a rapper. That didn't work.
And she had a fat, fat ass. She had a fake ass. She 18 now, shit. No, shut up.
She...
I think. I don't know. Yeah, I ain't trying to fuck the bitch. Regardless.
I mean, it's obvious. Like, I don't... What kills me is when folks get surgeries, and then you try to argue and be like, no, it's because I'm natural. I have this.
I naturally paid for it.
I have this in my blood. I have that in my blood. Yada, yada, yada. I have this in my genes. I have that in my genes. But it's like, if you put the pictures next to each other, your lips is twice the size.
Oh, shit.
Your cheekbones are higher than they usually are. Your shape is way more like there aren't many 18-year-olds who are shaped like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
are you talking about her?
Yeah. Like,
nowadays.
I mean, yeah.
Because of the hormones.
I guess, but basically, regardless,
I do understand.
Regardless, it's easy. It's easy.
I mean, you can tell this bitch. You seen this bitch then. You see this bitch now.
But regardless, like, she tells y'all, I'm finna drop an OnlyFans when I turn 18.
Did she ever do it?
Yeah. She broke.
Don't do shit though.
She broke
the. Oh yeah, she did. That's because they y'all. I got something to say.
That's why I had threw the higher ups in it as far as like pushing the agenda for it because
they. Was she even doing anything though? Like just you know, someone just going to just put like, oh, it's a picture, it's a pussy picture. $50 for that.
From what I've heard, it's just pictures.
Oh my gosh, y'all are lame as fuck.
It's like pictures and like videos of her like just you know
playing her.
No, not even that.
Oh my god,
just showing like you know, just showing it. You don't.
Why? You just literally. I'm paying. You're paying to look at a magazine.
You're paying to look at magazine cover pictures and stuff like that. Like that's the only thing that
you ain't trying to do. Like y'all need some help.
That's the only thing that she puts out there. And then so okay, boom. Like I said, this is why I brought the higher ups into it because they're trying to push the pedophilia agenda. Like they want everybody to be okay with that. Like it's okay to date somebody young, and it's okay to you know tend to them sexually, even though they don't even know what that is like that. But that's the agenda that they're trying to push, right? So that baby comes and she says, "When I turn 18, I'm gonna finally drop an OnlyFans." So she's building. She built all of them up. And literally, the day that she turned 18, she made one, put the link out there, and that night, she made $1 million.
What's so appealing about that woman?
Like that, that's the thing. Like, y'all,
when I say this, I'm putting this shit in sections. What is so appealing about that girl? I've seen her before and after. She like your average.
She look like your average Instagram model. There's nothing. Yeah,
she's your what's that bit? What's they call the white girl that be acting black?
Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut, and it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date. You want to look good for a business meeting. You want to look good for an interview. Anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, they got a full arcade. They got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes. And I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love.